Two of the Rotorua region's lakes have long held fascination for visitors and locals alike. The Blue Lake, Lake Tikitapu, is a favourite for local water skiers, kayakers and family relaxation. The other, the Green Lake, Lake Rotokakahi, remains out of bounds as tapu or sacred, a rule which is respected by both Pākehā and Māori alike. There are many stories surrounding the two lakes and the ridge that separates them. They are mystical, tragic, and sad. Although they are separate lakes and contrast in colour, it is said that in the dawn of time, a log drifted on both, passing between them via a subterranean passage.
The first tale of this area involves a taniwha, Kataore, of Lake Tikitapu. He was a well-mannered and quiet young taniwha and had become a pet to the people in the area, not a creature to fear. Now, a pet taniwha was a novelty for the local chief, and Kataore kept to himself around his lair. Some years after his arrival, rumours began to spread of mysterious disappearances by travellers who had passed by en route to or from Rotorua. And alas, the fears and rumours were true. Like many other creatures, while lovable as a youngster, his nature had changed as he grew. He would steal through the trees surrounding the Blue Lake, and as the traveller stepped through to the forest path, Kataore would, with a gulp of his vicious jaws, devour them. The final straw was when Kataore stole a high-born young maiden by the name of Tuhi Karapapa, who was travelling to marry the young chief Reretoi. Kataore had overstepped the mark this time. Reretoi was overcome with grief, and his lust for vengeance was overwhelming. He gathered together more than 100 warriors who had battled other taniwha of the area. They resolved that the tohunga, or sacred men, possessing powerful spiritual gifts, would chant karakia, or prayer, that had power over all taniwha. And while they did so, the war party would plait flax into super strong ropes. After finding where Kataore kept his lair, Reretoi and Pikata, who was experienced at such work, took their freshly woven nooses and crept into the cave. At first, all they could see were the eyes of the Kataore, gleaming like greenstone. They saw his body was still, and his fearsome spiky scales drooped down his back. The karakia of the tohunga had sapped Kataore's strength. The warriors edged forward carefully and slipped their flax ropes about the taniwha's massive head. Then, in an instant, they turned and ran from the cave. As the other warriors saw their friends appear at the cave mouth, they began to haul on the ropes. As they dragged the taniwha from the lair, he began to stir. His spine spike stood upright once more, and the air seemed to quiver with his roar. It was enough to put fear into the bravest of men. But these were special warriors, chosen for their supreme bravery. They wound the ropes and pulled the nooses tighter and tighter until Kataore's strength began to fail and the thrashing of his tail grew weak. The warriors then leapt forward with their tools of greenstone and bone and stripped the flesh of the taniwha. Some of it was cooked and eaten, and some saved to be distributed amongst the tribes who had suffered at the taniwha's will. Meanwhile, the many tohunga who had accompanied the war party cut out Kataore's heart, cooked and ate it on the ridge which separates the Blue and Green Lakes. That ridge has since been known as Te Ahi Manawa, the place where the heart was cooked.